Welcome to the Fear and Greed Business News Afternoon Report for Tuesday, the 26th of March, 2024. I'm Michael Thompson. Every afternoon, we've got the five stories that happened today that you need to know about. So let's get going with story number one. The S&P ASX 200 experienced a small slump today, closed down 0.4% to 7,780 points, which was expected after a dip on Wall Street. It was a bit of a mixed bag day, I suppose. Energy and gold led the pack, with Karoon Energy, Beach Energy and Gold Road Resources doing well. Consumer staples were also up and utilities nudged slightly upwards too. Everything else fell back, led by IT and communication services. Analysts are closely examining whether there will be some profit taking from investors. The technology sector globally is volatile, given all the news around EU and US regulators tackling the tech giants and threatening to break them up due to antitrust concerns. Copper and precious metals mining company 29 Metals had a pretty tough day, down 25.9% after bad weather halted work at its copper mine in Queensland. How about this one, though? Biopharma business Mesoblast, we've talked about this one a fair bit. It was a top performer of the day, up 45.5% following a US Food and Drug Administration decision to allow the company to resubmit a license application for one of its products. And Solomon Liu's Premier Investments had a strong day, up 4.4% following news that it will pursue a spin-off of Smiggle and Peter Alexander. On to story number two now. Seven Group has taken a swing at an independent review that recommended rejecting its offer to take over Boral. Now, Seven has been seeking to take over the company in a $1.9 billion deal worth about $6.05 in cash and shares, but a Grant Samuel-authored report said that this undervalued the company and the valuation of its shares should be between $6.50 and $7.13. Now, Kerry Stokes' Seven Group published a market announcement today saying the Samuel report included, quote, fundamental errors, was, quote, fundamentally misleading minority shareholders, and it was, unsurprisingly, disappointed by it. Interestingly, Boral's independent directors agreed with this view. Now, Seven is a major shareholder in Boral, but these directors don't actually represent Seven's interests. Seven's shares ended the day down 4.1% today. Story number three, Gina Rinehart's Senex Energy has blamed a long list of successive federal governments for intervening and leaving Australia at risk of a gas shortfall. There's major concerns right now among big industries that new supply needs to be brought into Australia to avoid a gas shortage. And Senex Energy, which is half owned by Rinehart, has now stepped into the debate. Its CEO, Ian Davies, said in a speech in Sydney today that Labor and state governments need to show support for gas and that there has to be quick change to keep the lights on, to ensure manufacturing jobs aren't at risk, and to support the energy transition. He blamed unrelenting gas market intervention and criticised the government for doing little more than making announcements. Senex is particularly frustrated by its $1 billion expansion plans, which it submitted for environmental approval 500 days ago. Labor has said it will streamline approvals for resource projects. Story number four, this is a big one. Britain is declaring China a threat to national security as geopolitical tensions heat up. This comes after the Five Eyes Intelligence Alliance, of which Australia is a member, identified China-affiliated actors as being behind two cyber campaigns targeting the UK's voters and political processes. According to The Times, Britain has told Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi about the issue and made its concerns public, but officially declaring China as a threat represents a fairly significant step up. Britain and the US had jointly revealed a long-running campaign from Beijing to repress critics, to compromise political institutions and steal trade secrets. This included cyber attacks against the election watchdog and moves to spy on MPs considered to be critical of China's government. And finally, story number five, back home now, Seek's latest employment data for February shows a sharp decline in job ads. Advertisements actually fell 2.5% over February. Year on year, they're down 18.6%. This is leading to a sharp rise in the number of applications per job ad, which tells us that right now, competition is heating up for the available jobs. That's it for the afternoon report for Tuesday, the 26th of March, 2024. Adam Lang and I will be back tomorrow morning for the Wednesday edition of Fear and Greed. I'm Michael Thompson. Enjoy your evening.